Ontario Justice Jasmine Akbarali has made a decision on the proposed interventions in Six Nations' ongoing court case with both the federal and provincial government on land claims involving the Haldimand Tract. Three groups came forward with different positions to intervene in the court case: the Haudenosaunee Development Institute, the Men's Fire of Six Nations, and the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation. On Wednesday, the Ontario Superior Court of Justice made the decision on all three motions to intervene. The Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation were granted their motion to intervene on the case. The decision allows for Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation be paid severally by Canada and Ontario, costs in the amount of $11,000 each within 30 days, and for Six Nations of the Grand River severally pay Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation its costs of $13,000 within 30 days. The Ontario courts also denied the Haudenosaunee Development Institute and the Men's Fire of Six Nations motion to intervene. The Men's Fire of Six Nations were granted permission to intervene if the Haudenosaunee Development Institute's motion was granted, but they were denied, therefore both proposed interventions were denied as well. Six Nations elected counsel's lawyer, Robert Janes of JFK Law, commented by email to CJKS on the court's decisions of the proposed interventions. He said, quote, "The nation is very pleased with the outcome of the HDI motion. The court protected the right of Six Nations of the Grand River, as led by the elected council, to bring this case and advance it to trial. We are all grateful that the court recognized the true intention of the HDI and the disruption that it would have caused if allowed to participate in the case. Our focus now is going to be on working to get this matter to trial as quickly as possible to achieve a just resolution of Six Nations' longstanding claim," end quote. To find any information on the Six Nations of the Grand River ongoing litigation with the governments of Ontario and Canada, visit sngrlitigation.com.